Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim, we saw this recent story that said that the Hamburg Town Board is contemplating some sort of settlement over AL asphalt. Can you give us some details onto what exactly is going on this week?
Well, we're going to discuss the prospect of reaching a settlement of the Article 78 petition that AL Asphalt initiated against the town of Hamburg. And a resolution of that petition would involve considerations as to whether or not AL Asphalt will continue to pursue the present site on Camp Road in the town of Hamburg as a potential asphalt production location, or whether there may be another site that they can move to. That we're waiting for confirmation from AL Asphalt as to whether or not they have another location that would be more acceptable to the community than the location, the original location located on Camp Road.
I don't want to dive all too much into the weeds of it, just to not confuse our listeners, but with this Article 78, can you kind of give a rough outline as to what exactly this is and what the controversy is surrounding the town versus this plant?
Well, the controversy is essentially the town's feeling that the location of an asphalt plant at this particular site, which is adjacent to a large population center, Forest Glen, the west side of the village of Hamburg, and into central sections of the village of Hamburg, affects thousands of people. There is also downwind heading to the east, the senior citizens care facility. The Hamburg junior and senior high schools are located on Legion Drive, about a mile and a half from the proposed plant site. So the town of Hamburg has felt all along that the environmental impacts of this particular production would be detrimental to the well-being of our community. The AL Asphalt folks have contended that our concerns are not well-founded, and that's the basis of their challenge to our determination in the lawsuit that I mentioned. So one of the possibilities is to consider an alternative site. The AL Asphalt has been looking at possible alternatives, as has the town of Hamburg, and they're supposed to notify us as to whether or not they can firm up a potential lease for a new location. Now, I don't know that that's going to happen, but I wanted to at least have the town board take a look at it with AL Asphalt to determine whether that alternate location would be more acceptable to the community. I don't want the plant to be moved to another residential area. We're not going to trade the well-being of some of our people as opposed to others, but if we can find a site that is mutually satisfactory, perhaps we can get to a negotiated settlement. So that's what the discussion is all about on Wednesday night, the 4th.
So on Wednesday, I mean, this settlement is entirely predicated on whether or not AL Asphalt has another site in mind, just so I'm understanding that right.
That's right. They have had other sites in mind, but they've got to communicate to us that they're ready to go with another site, and then we have to tell them whether we think that's going to be acceptable, and then there'll be discussions initiated about settling the lawsuit, which may take several months, but at least it's a step towards some resolution as opposed to continued litigation with all the uncertainties and expenses associated with that.
So would you characterize then Wednesday as just a first step, or everything could be figured out by Wednesday?
No, it's a first. I consider it a first step. I don't want to build up people's hopes. But we're required, if we're going to have a meeting, we're required to publish notice and let people know what that meeting is generally about. We'll go into an executive session because we're discussing litigation. It's something that will be discussed behind closed doors. We'll let the community know whether or not there is a realistic alternative site. And if there is, then we'll have some debate and discussion. Some people may consider an alternative site to be a good thing. Others may say it impacts other neighborhoods. So we want to be very careful to make sure that everybody's on the same page before we start negotiations. And that's the purpose of getting together on Wednesday night at 5:30.
Now, do you believe that there are other suitable places within the town of Hamburg specifically that could utilize this asphalt plant?
Well, I don't want to specify that because, quite frankly, they've got to be zoned properly. They have to; those properties have to be located away from, not on top of, residential communities. So those kinds of properties are few and far between. They're hard to find. But we've been trying to look at some prospective sites over the last couple of months. So we'll see what AL Asphalt has come up with. And if they have something, then they have to let us know on Wednesday. And then we have to determine whether there's a real basis to go forward and try to resolve all the outstanding issues associated with that lawsuit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.